Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of The Geek Lounge. I'm your host, Louis Latore.
And I am the phenomenal Paul Blankenship. Good to have you here, Paul. Whoa.
Well, I was waiting for the audience to die down.
I was just hyping myself. I'm my own hype man.
Oh, yeah. I'll show you. Great to have you, Paul.
Great to have you, sir.
You're awesome. Anyway.
We had a moment there.
Oh, I know we did. I could lose myself in your baby blues.
That is uncomfortable. Can we open the door?
Adam is not here again this week. He had some stuff that he had to take care of, but he...
I just noticed that. That's crazy.
Yeah, there's a big empty chair.
I thought he was securing the building.
From terrorists? Or
yeah.
What? We could have our own Die Hard. So anyway, you got me and Paul here again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What would you say? Like the taggiest of tag teams?
Tackiest?
The taggiest of tag teams?
I think
so. The teamsiest of tag teams?
I think. You know what I would want to do if we were a tag team?
What's that?
Every tag we do is hot tag.
Every tag is a hot tag. Just all the time.
It's just hot tagging all the time. In fact, my thing is whenever I tag you in,
yeah.
I'm doing the dive tag.
Oh.
Even if I'm got the guy on the ground, I'm turning around and I'm just diving.
Just getting that tag.
That's me. Dramatic, you know? And I'm gonna and occasionally I'm gonna do the crawl. The crawl and then jump.
The slow crawl. Where you know you're not close enough, but you're still like trying to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it to the point to where you're very frustrated with me. And you're tag me.
Oh, I'm all blind tags.
Yeah.
I'm all blind tags.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What is that? Wait, you're gonna back tag?
Just the back tag and then just explosive. Just right out the gate. Hot tag.
Okay.
When people ask which one of you is a hot tag, we're going to be like, we're going to look at each other and look back at them and just be like, we both are.
Wait a second. Wait. Yeah. So I'm crawling to you. I dive to tag you, but you're not going to tag me. And then I'm going to sit on the ground and then I'm going to like get up and then you're going to blind tag me. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You're all blind tag.
I'm all blind tag. I'm all okay. Crawling tag. You're all.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I like that.
So
that'd be hilarious.
You could be winning. I will pull that rope all the way to the middle of the ring. Just to tag myself in.
What's going to be our move, though? Our finisher. Got to come up with something.
It's going to be the hot box.
The hot box?
The hot box, yeah. So basically what it is one of us puts the person in like a sharpshooter.
Okay.
Or something, like a Boston Crab maybe.
And then,
just whatever.
And then
the other person just sits on their head and farts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
So that's like, oh, my back. Oh, my face. There's methane gas and also my back, you know, like.
Right. Okay.
A submission maneuver.
I like that, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
I was thinking also to the accordion where I grab the head and you grab the feet and then we just keep moving in and out. And then the crowd just like sings along to a song, you know?
So just stretch.
We're just stretching and
then compress and then
stretch and compress and stretch and compress and stretch and compress. Mm-hmm. And then we just drop. You know what I mean? Hands up. Ba-ba! Oh, just drop the guy on the ground. Not a finisher, but it's a tag team move.
It's a signature move. Yeah.
Our signature move. We're going to have a bunch of signature moves.
Yeah, just a bunch of weird.
We do like double finger of doom.
Right in there. Right in the shoulder.
Here's what we should do. Yeah. Double super kicks to the chin. Okay?
Sure.
The guy's teetering and then double
finger poke of doom.
Boop.
What do you think would happen if you finger poke of doomed from the front? And I do it from the back. Like, would that person explode?
Yeah, dude, I don't even want to think about that. Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. That was bad for me.
That's a dark place that
you went. Bring it up. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
A dark place.
All right, so we were gone last week because of Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
No, Tanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
Where we give people tanks?
Yeah, we went out on the street and we gave a lot of people tanks.
A lot of tanks.
They were empty, but... People were a little confused.
Yeah, they were not very appreciative. Yeah. But you know.
So whatever though. It's about giving, it's not about what you get.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about the feeling. It's about the fact that someone thought about you.
Yeah.
It's a thought that counts.
Yeah. I agree.
So
I don't know. And I don't know what we were thinking though. So
yeah. Those tanks are expensive.
It's not really a lot of thought.
But I had a standard Thanksgiving, ate food, watched Star Wars, because that's what I do when on Thanksgiving, is I watch the old Star Wars, the old trilogy.
The old one?
Yeah, the original trilogy.
Okay. I personally don't recognize the new,
original. No?
Any of the new movies.
That, yeah, no, that's what I mean.
I'm just, yeah.
My brother tried to convince us to watch
no
the original trilogy because he wanted to watch them in chronological order. And I said, you damn fool, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best part is when that kid is in the little pod thing and he's, yay.
Yes.
No. Bad.
No, nothing?
That's terrible.
Terrible?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Can't watch it.
Okay.
I went to a...
But you did something interesting, which was...
Well, I went to... Had a Brazilian at Fogo de Chão.
What?
Yeah.
You went to for Thanksgiving. You went to Fogo de Chão?
Fogo de Chão.
For Thanksgiving?
Yes, we did.
Hang out with you guys on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that was nice. Mm-hmm. Lots of red meat. And then...
How's your colon?
It's a little...
Impacted?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little
That's pushed. How you do it at Fogo de Chão.
It was a little pushed upon. A little pushed upon.
Yeah, Fogo de Chão. You're... If your colon's not impacted, your meal is free.
Yes. So I was in the bathroom eating the food. No.
Might as well. Just cut out the middleman.
Yeah.
Anyway, big up to our sponsor, Fogo de Chão.
That'd be a good restaurant to do that.
Just where you sit on a toilet.
You sit on a toilet.
While you're eating red meat.
Yeah.
I don't know what the point of that would be. Wouldn't you be plugged up?
Yeah, that's true. Never mind. I don't know why they don't have toilet seats at Taco Bell. They should do that.
Yeah,
all you
that would
eat.
Be brilliant. You eat your food, you sit on a toilet, you're right there. You don't have to leave.
You just go and go.
Yeah.
Literally. And then I went on a road trip to final destination was Sedona.
Okay.
But that ended up being
Which
is in Arizona.
Okay.
So we did this little Arizona loop where we went to Jerome, Arizona, mm-hmm. Sedona, and then we went up to Flagstaff, and then we went to Williams, Arizona on the way back, and stuff like that. So it was really cool.
Yeah.
Personally, my favorite is Jerome, Arizona. If anybody gets a chance, there's no place like Jerome.
Which you said is possibly haunted?
Oh, yeah. It's
is that a big town or a little town?
Oh, a little tiny town.
Little tiny town?
Yes.
Like they don't have like a Walmart?
No.
Nothing like that? They got like a Piggly Wiggly still? Or
no. And literally, I don't even think those places would attempt to build there because everything is built on the side of a mountain.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You're like up on a mountain and it's just like there's just houses and... The place, all the stuff is just built on the mountain, and it's just a tiny, like real tiny town. But it's
very. Is it one of those places where they have a main street?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, wow.
Main street. But I mean, you're talking. It actually has maybe three main streets that kind of zigzag.
Yeah.
Down, mm-hmm. So it's kind of got different layers of streets.
Sure.
And each of those streets, in like, with would be like I'm gonna say maybe two to three blocks of you know businesses, then the next one two to three blocks and that's it.
Wow.
But it's got like some old
mom and pop stores and things
and stuff like that. Yeah. It's pretty cool. It got kind of taken over by the hippies back in the day.
Yeah.
And then now it's really artistic, you know, artists, you know, like so like it's not like
hipsters or like or artists.
Artists. Okay. Not hipsters. I don't think there is hipster stuff going on there. There's breweries. There.
Okay.
There's like a couple, I think, breweries. There's wine tasting there going
some,
on there.
There was some hipsterdom.
There was definitely hipsterdom. There was, okay, yeah, sure. Hipsters like that place. But I'm saying as far as like shopping, if you went there and were like going to get, it's like, I don't know, have you ever been to Virginia City? Have you been there yet?
No. I might have when I was a kid because that's where the, I think we talked about it the last show, the one mm-hmm. hotel.
The golden.
The one with the lady in red?
Silver dollar or something. No. That's the lady in red's in Tonopah.
Oh, okay.
Well, unless she's has a ghost car.
No, she sure. could
drive to Virginia City.
She only lives on an ethereal plane. I don't know why she couldn't travel.
I don't know why we're putting barriers on her. I'm sorry.
It's not a barrier. I'm just saying.
I'm putting a barrier. Oh. I was like, no, she lives in Tonopah. But I'm like, you know what I mean?
Ghost
she doesn't get a job.
Yeah.
Ghost can't drive.
She had a job.
Oh,
you can't
yeah,
pay her.
Yeah.
You can't pay her though. I heard she like grabs you and stuff and like
yeah
touches on you. I don't know how true that is, but you can't pay her for it. Obviously, what's she gonna do with dollars? She can't even grab them.
So it's not a job. Hobby? Yeah, would you call it a hobby now?
Well, I mean, it isn't. You are getting a job, but it's not.
Okay. I got you. So you might get a job out of it, but not, you won't have to pay. I got you.
I guess at that point, it's just fun.
I guess. Is that fun, though? For her?
I'm not sure. You don't know what kind of person she is.
That's true. I don't know if I would be down with that. Because I can't see her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't grab her butt. You know what I mean? Oh, during the big ghost butt.
Big old ghost butt.
Yeah. So,
that's my favorite big old ghost butt. But.
I like ghosts with big old butts, and I cannot lie. That's me.
You other ghosts can't deny. When a girl floats in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get
sprung. Want to pull up tough. Because you notice that butt was stuffed. But yeah, Jerome, I think we should do a podcast live. Well, not live, but I mean, we'll be alive while we do it.
I mean, it'll be live when we make it. It won't be live when they hear it.
We could die while they're listening to it. We could be, we're here at Jerome. People would be sad because that's the last podcast we did because we got killed by ghosts. We should, though. That's cool. We should go, though. I'm telling you.
Oh, man. It sounds great.
Haunted stuff, good food, alcohol.
Just a touch of hipsterness.
Touch of hipsterness.
Like, you get the good stuff
That
the hipsters bring with them without the actual hipsters.
But see, like, that's the cool part about it is that, like...
You get, like, that gentrified feel without...
Like, Virginia City, right, is very touristy. Super, super touristy. And Jerome is definitely got the tourists coming through it and everything. Yeah. But it's not... it feels more hipster, artisty, tourist. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
Or at least the town does. Like I did not see one shop that sells t-shirts with Bob Marley or Donald Trump on them.
Sure. Yeah, three for $10.
In Jerome. Yeah. Whereas in Virginia City, they were like all over the place. It's like, why do you go to Virginia City? It's like 100 years old and you just walk by shops and it's all just t-shirts and candy. It's like, what was this? You know, what does this have to do with anything?
Let me ask you something about Jerome.
Yes.
Jerome, Arizona.
That's because I'm trying
to get a feel for that place. Are there a lot of outdoor cafes? Is there a coffee shop there or a restaurant there?
You know,
has like an outdoor place for you to
There see? Were actually a lot of places that had outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay.
Did you see at least one person sitting at a table, either nursing wine or a cup of coffee with like a sketchbook?
I did not.
You did
not? Did not see that.
You're very sure about that?
We were only there for maybe 3 hours. You know what I mean? We weren't there for that long.
Okay.
We went to a museum. Uh-huh. We parked into town. We walked around. Mm. We ate and we left. So you're talking, it was pretty late. I mean, it was dark.
Oh,
so I don't know if anybody could see the sketchbook.
Oh, okay.
They were sketching.
Just saying. That, I mean, you know, that's a pretty good indication of...
I would... Say that
it's like when you go to LA and you go to Starbucks and there's always somebody writing a screenplay.
Yeah, no, I know. Even here, like I go to the.
I just think it's more frequent there than it would be here. But yeah, no, I've seen.
I think it would be. I feel like it would be. I feel like there's a lot of people there that would be, you know, closet screenwriters or sketch artists and stuff like that. Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, like a lot. I give them credit. A lot of the shops that were there look like most of the stuff.
Yeah,
was stuff that the person that owns the shop actually makes, like 50% of the stuff in there. You know, socks and things like that. They had a sock in there that said...
Socks?
Well, they had socks. They had two socks of the same kind.
That's it? Just two socks? The person just made two socks. Like,
and you know what it said on the socks?
Socks sucks.
You know what the socks said?
New Day
and
socks.
It was closed. It was closed. See, the shop was closed. It said, I love spam all over the sock.
What?
Or both socks.
I love...
Spam.
Tell me about those socks.
And I
tell me you're wearing
so
them right now.
It was closed. Or I would have bought them. Trust me. Right. I would have bought those socks.
Oh, okay.
And I would have ate spam and wore those socks every time I ate spam. What did you do?
I already said. Yeah, I watched Star Wars. I ate food. I went Black Friday shopping. That was about it.
No, how'd that go?
Surprisingly smooth.
Nice.
Actually, to be quite honest, I went to... You know, your regular retail stores that people go to, the big ones, and I was in and out like you wouldn't believe.
Really?
Let me tell you what a nightmare is, though, is the mall. The mall is a nightmare. And I knew that going in.
This is good information for the people out there. I know that Black Friday is over, but just in case you were planning on going out next Friday. Next Black Friday, we just got some great information. I don't know if you know this, but the mall is very busy on Black Friday. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much for that information, sir.
Well, I was going to explain why I was at the mall, knowing that the mall is a terrible place to go.
Proceed.
So, like, Friday night, or I should say Thursday night, you know, like I started earlier now. So, we ate food, and now we go shopping, like, maybe an hour or two after we eat.
You're insane. You're one of those people?
You got nothing else to do, man.
All right, go ahead.
So I go, you know, I go to wherever I get movies. Black Friday is my movie.
Nice.
I just buy it.
Oh, I love that.
Butt ton of movies.
Okay.
My mom is like, I'm going to go to the mall. Do you want to go to the mall? And I said, you're out of your damn mind. I'm not going to the mall.
Right.
That's it.
Yep. And what happened?
End of story. So I don't go to the mall that night.
Mm-hmm.
But the next day, she's like, hey, I'm going to go back to the mall.
Right.
And I'm like, why would you do that to yourself?
Right.
And then she goes, well, there's some stuff I need to buy. Do you want to go? No, I do not want to go. And, you know, she wants me to go so I can help her out. And I'm starting to feel kind of bad, you know, because I'm Catholic and Hispanic. So there's like this always this overwhelming sense of crushing guilt that I feel like all the time.
Yeah.
If someone just said my name like in full, I would panic.
Right.
Even knowing that I did nothing wrong, right. I would panic thinking, what did I do now? So she was guilting me into doing it.
She
did.
Did she say
also
that?
Also a mom. She's a mom. So moms are good at that. I don't know if you know that. But moms are very good at guilting you into
doing
stuff.
You know, I think that this is probably pretty deep. Mm-hmm. But I think the older you get, the more either you really start appreciating your mom or you just become a total asshole and you just don't appreciate. At this point, I really appreciate my mom. And I think you're the same way too.
Oh,
so
yeah, definitely.
When my mom's like, let's do this, that selfishness of me is like, no. And then I'm like, yes, and I am going to do that, you jerk.
And then she doesn't seem to need to do much, but just like, please, please, Bob, will you do this for me? Yes, mommy.
Do anything you want, mom. I'll wait right here.
So that's what happened. And then by the end, she goes, great. Also, I'll take you to breakfast afterwards.
Boom.
Whoa. I mean,
boom.
Free food.
Yes.
So I was like, all right, fine. I guess I could go to the mall for an hour or whatever. Mm-hmm. It is a nightmare going into the mall because shoppers don't give a crap about anything or anybody.
Nope.
And the people who are ringing you up also don't give a crap about anything or anybody.
Nope.
So there'll be a long line. You know, you'd figure if you were buying stuff, you should buy your stuff and get the hell out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Not try to find a reason to stay in the line longer. But that's what people did. And that's annoying to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then, of course, people who ring you up didn't help. You know, they'd be like, would you like to apply for a credit card? Let me think on this for a second. I don't know. Explain to me what the card is and how it works.
Right.
Let's go through this 10-minute process.
Right.
And then I'll think about it for another minute or two. And then just decide, you know what? I think I'm going to do it. I think I'll sign up for it. Mm-hmm. That's a 20-minute process.
It's waiting and waiting.
It's just, it's a lot of waiting. And I hate lines. I do not queue very well, which they use queue as
a line,
an adjective. Uh-huh. Like I queue very well. Like I'm good at being in a line. I'm good at lining up.
Right.
I don't like it. I absolutely hate it. So I do not queue well.
I walk away.
I would love to walk away. But again, I'm stuck there with somebody. It's not like I'm there by myself. I'll just be like, you know what? Forget this. I don't need $5 off whatever this is.
Yep.
It's fine. I'll pay the other $5 to get in and get out.
Yep. Now, I would say, though, me personally, I don't shop. Like, I shop online 99.9% of the time. So, like, for instance, it's funny because next Saturday is prom. Prom?
Oh, that's right. For our...
It's the holiday. It's not the Christmas.
Oh, that's right. So
a holiday party.
So where we work, every December we get, the company treats us to, I will say, a nice holiday party.
Very good.
Get all dressed to the nines, and you get free food.
Yep.
You don't get free drinks, but you get free food.
Yeah.
And it's usually a nice time. I went there when I first started working there. Of course, I'm not a partier either, so I haven't been going the last few years, but it's still nice.
Yeah. Yes, I got to get nice clothes.
Oh, Pauly B, all dressed up. What are we looking at? Going to wear your best wrestling shirt.
Thinking about
obviously,
it.
Obviously, right?
Well, they had
maybe some cutoff jeans.
I was thinking, you know, something cutoff slacks.
Your best Chuck Taylors with some high-end socks, like some all the way up, just under your knee socks.
I actually have some those Jaws Converse looking shoes. I have some of those coming to me, so I might wear those. And I actually
have your Saints hat, of course.
I have Army of Darkness shoes coming as well, so I might wear them.
You've got options.
I know, so I don't know. I have no idea. I think slacks, a shirt, and I guess a tie. I've been asking people. I said, hey, are you wearing a tie? And everybody's like, yeah.
I mean, you could wear a tie with your wrestling shirt. I don't see why not.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I'm going to do that, you know?
Sure.
I got a little bit of trouble the first year.
Did you really?
Yeah.
For what?
I wore a hat. I wore my like, Saints hat.
Like a baseball cap?
Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't really know. And I wore slacks, I wore a nice shirt, I didn't wear a tie, and I wore my hat.
Yeah.
And then there was a person there. His name is not here anymore.
There's a lot of people there.
His name rhymed with Slark.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And I was sitting by him, and we were sitting there, and then he looked over at me, and he was like, can't believe you're wearing a hat. That's disrespectful, man.
You got shamed into what you were wearing, so now you're going to try a little harder?
Yeah, try a little harder. Well, just a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Slacks. Shirt, going black, Johnny Cash all the way.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Maybe a cowboy hat.
Oh.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Top hat. Go top hat monocle.
Interesting. Definitely want to wear a hat. It can't be a baseball cap.
No.
For whatever reason, those are not. Even if it's new or something.
I'm sure you can't wear your Saints cap that you're wearing right now either.
No, I can wear the beanie.
You can wear a beanie?
I think I can wear the beanie.
Oh, no, I doubt it.
You don't think so? Damn it.
I don't think so.
You just blew that out of the water.
Anyway, while you're choosing options for our fancy winter work gala, we're going to take a break, and we will be back to talk about whatever else tickles our fancy. Come right back.
It's a little scary when you see the sign. You picture it hairy and white.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey, did you leave?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everyone.
If you're not back, then have a seat and welcome back.
This is 67.5 Smooth Jazz to get you going on your workday.
God. If I had a Smooth Jazz network, I would never listen to anything. I'd be like, and here's another song by a white guy. And mute. Oop. Listen to something else.
Hey guys, let's get a little bit crazy and party hardy to the smooth sounds of Kenny G.
Yeah, we got a 5-song set, 4 songs by white people, and we got 1 good song by a black person.
We got 5 Michael Bolton songs and one song by the great Muddy Waters. Yeah. So sit back, relax.
And if you're wondering when that song, the Muddy Waters will be first right now. And if you want to mute after that, come on back and we'll try to play you a good song later.
If you're listening right now, you're probably sitting in front of a fireplace, drinking a earthy cup of coffee, maybe even reading a book, probably just sitting there silently still, enjoying the smooth sounds coming out of the station. And that's fine.
Are you reading a book?
Are you reading the book?
Read it.
Well, now you can read it to the sounds of Yanni.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm just going to hit a random button and we'll see what we get.
And we'll just play whatever.
I see trees of green.
Oh, nice.
Red roses, too.
Oh, God.
I love that song. All right.
That's a good song. So I saw a couple movies.
Okay.
Over the week.
Sure.
That I'd like to throw out. Hell or High Water. If anybody gets a chance, that's a good movie.
Hell or High Water is a movie about
a couple brothers who are robbing banks in West Texas.
You got me. I heard couple brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hooked.
Okay, let me hook you some more.
Yeah.
Let me throw one name out.
But at this point, I don't need to be hooked. Reel me in.
Right?
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges.
Oh, my God. What? Consider me, sir, reeled in. The dude?
The dude.
The dude.
As who? Texas Ranger.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is he? This is probably asking for too much.
Well,
is he Rooster Cogburn?
He's very Rooster Cogburn.
But
in this
is
movie.
He?
No, he's not.
Okay,
the actual Rooster Cogburn.
I knew that was asking for too much.
Yeah.
But, I mean, already.
But he's very Rooster Cogburn-ish.
Yeah. You know where you're at right now with me?
Mm-hmm.
You're gutting me, right? And descaling me.
Okay, I don't know if I'm going to lose you right now.
Oh.
I feel like I got you on the
sure.
But you're going to flip off the boat here. Okay.
You give me something weird,
right?
Like. Ghosts.
Hey, no.
Aliens.
No. One more person. Okay, Jim. Ready?
Oh, my God. Wait.
Chris.
Get ready.
Chris
Hold
Pine.
On a sec.
Chris Pine.
Now I'm ready. Go
Chris
ahead.
Pine.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. How do you feel about that?
He was Chris Pine was...
he was Captain Kirk.
He was Captain Kirk, yes.
So, okay. I don't think I reeled you in with that one. But anyways.
Not enamored with the guy, but he's not terrible.
Yeah. Let me give you a tip. Don't rob banks in West Texas.
Well,
apparently in West Texas.
Let me write it down.
Everybody has a gun, apparently. Open carry
big
is really big in West Texas.
West Texas, not like.
They made sure it was speculated that it was West Texas the whole time they don't.
Yeah, and not like a place like Austin, Texas, like a progressive place in Texas.
No, these are some pretty desolate.
This didn't take place at South by Southwest, did it?
No.
Okay.
Where's that? The convention,
Austin.
Right? Yeah,
yeah,
a little Austin.
It's more of a festival, I would say. But
a festival, yeah. Music and movies. Want to go there. We should check that out sometime.
We should go there and
do a
live show.
We do a live show.
Okay, but when is it set, though?
It's set in the nowadays.
Oh, in the nowadays?
The nowadays, yeah.
Well, that's mighty fine. Mighty fine.
It's good. Good acting. Good. I don't know the other actor in it. In the beginning of the movie, you hate him. Here's the cool thing about the movie is that I like movies where there's not really any bad guy in the movie. You feel for Bridges. You feel for, because he's after them, you feel for the brothers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even the baddest of the bad has a reason that he's doing what he's doing. And he is a bad guy, but he's doing it for a good reason for his brother. I don't know. It's just, I get a chance. It definitely was like, I was very surprised. It sucked me in real quick, and I was like,
oh,
okay, right. Cool. This is good, yeah. You know? It's not, it doesn't happen very often nowadays, you know? But, you know, I have to say, there are, if you really hunt, you can find some good movies that direct the DVD movies that are, like, really decent. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You know?
I've picked up a few before where I just, like, oh, this person's awesome. Let me see why they decided to make this movie.
Yeah. And then another one was that one. Infiltrator, Bryan Cranston movie.
Yeah. Bryan Cranston's always good, yeah.
Yeah, and that was good. Pablo Escobar, 80s. I think I liked it because it was 80s, so it was just kind of got that little 80s.
You were like, ah, those are my days. That's my time.
Yeah, I remember back in 1984 when I was 13, I was living the life, doing a lot of cocaine.
You know? Everyone was doing cocaine.
I would cut out the middleman. I actually had a Go Fast boat. When I was 13,
sure. Yeah,
and I used to. I was living in California, so I had to. It was a long drive to Cuba, to where I picked up the
from California.
It was a long, long drive.
How does that? How
3 hours? It's really fast boat.
3 hours.
Yeah,
from California.
I go around
from the coast of California.
The Horn or something, whatever that is. The Horn. And I pick up the Coke.
Did you have
it was a party.
Do you have one of those like James Bond boats, like it tires come out, you can drive on land, maybe go through?
Yeah.
Or maybe wings. I don't know.
Hold on a second. You're talking about like The Spy Who Loved Me or something, right?
Yeah,
submarine. Hold on a second. It's just freaky.
All right.
You know where that car is?
Where?
Here in town. At the Hollywood Car Museum.
Yeah, I've seen that place. I've seen that place before.
A couple weekends ago.
I saw your pictures on social media
Don't say Facebook. They're not a sponsor. You're like on social media.
Cut out the Facebook. You want to get sued?
Oh, my God. That's a quarter every time you say it. Mm. Yeah, but if anybody gets a chance, I highly recommend. They had my favorite car there, Hardcastle McCormick, the Coyote. Have you seen Hardcastle? Oh, you're just looking at me with his blank stare. It's like a car. I don't know what kind of car it is, but there's a show called Hardcastle and McCormick. It was a judge, and then Hardcastle is a judge.
Yeah,
Judge Hardcastle, and McCormick is a guy who is gets arrested. He's a felon, whatever.
Sure. Okay?
Bad guy.
Yeah,
and he says, "Look, you can either go to jail or you can come stay with me and you help me." Skip, trace, bill, whatever.
80s premises.
Right? And he's got this car. McCormick's got this car. It's the Coyote. And do the theme. Hardcastle McCormick. Mm-hmm. Dude, they don't make themes nowadays. Like, they had, back in the day, the Magnum PI theme.
Sure.
And, Hardcastle McCormick theme.
The thing about themes in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's either one of the two things. It's either just instrumental.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or it's lyrics that tell you what the show's about, basically. Explain exposition in the theme song.
Yes, that's true. But I think the better ones were the instrumental, which is crazy. You know what I mean? Sure. Like
Magnum P.I.?
Like Magnum P.I. You ever heard of Simon and Simon? The song, the movie, or the show, sorry? Hopefully they'll make a movie.
No.
No. If they made the movie Simon and Simon, I got an idea for a movie. We need to make the movie.
All right, look.
Simon and Simon the movie. Everybody be like, Simon and Simon?
What if we wrote it starring us?
We could do that.
Is Simon and Simon two dudes? I guess I didn't.
They are two brothers.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
We could play brothers. Yeah, you could be one.
There's
brother.
There's an older brother?
Yeah.
You be the older brother. Can you be the older brother?
Yeah, I'll be the older brother. That's fine.
All right, cool.
What I was going to say was you could be one of the brothers.
Okay.
And then I'll play for some reason. You're swarthier, brother.
But anyways, yeah, that's what they are. One of them is swarthier.
I want people to look at the show and go, the show's good, but why is one guy like completely Hispanic and the other guy is not?
Right.
what happened here?
Yeah.
Where one guy, white as snow, the other guy, also white as snow, but swarthy, with swarthy features.
With like 100 people out there, one person saying, that's not like the show. And everybody else is like, it was a show?
There was a show.
There was a show?
Can we?
You know, the only person that would be out there that would say, that's not like the show. You know who that'd be? My sister. Yeah. She'd be like, that's not like the show.
So she just stopped watching?
I think the only people that actually watched the show was me and my sister.
So what is Simon and Simon? They're brothers.
They're brothers. And
they're happy and they're singing and they're...
They're brothers and I believe they go after bad people.
You don't even remember the show?
I think that actually every show, be it A-Team, Simon and Simon, Hardcastle McCormick...
I did watch A-Team
as a
kid.
They all just went after bad guys. They were basically all hired to go after bad people, whether it was people.
So they were like guns for... They were like...
It took
me a long time to realize that the A-Team were mercenaries, basically.
No, they weren't. The Simon and Simon are not mercenaries. They go after people like bond. Like, they're whatchamacallit, what's that called?
Bounty hunters?
Bounty hunters, pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
One is very swarthy, clean-cut guy, and the other one is like this kind of cowboy, tough guy.
Well, that's going to change because I'm not shaving my beard.
Gerald McCraney?
Yeah.
You know who that is?
No.
Oh.
I hate how I keep disappointing you with all these names.
Did you watch A-Team, the movie?
I don't think so.
How could you not?
I didn't even know there was a movie, man. I was a kid. I used to watch...
It just came out like 5 years ago.
Oh, that movie.
Yeah.
The new movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Remember the general that's in the movie?
Yeah.
That swerves them and stuff?
Yeah.
That's one of the brothers from Simon and Simon right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he's a good actor.
Okay. It was good.
Yeah.
The
movie was great. What are you talking about?
Mm. It's one of those movies where...
You pancake my van, fool! You can't park there. That's just... That was a handicap zone. That's a great movie.
Look.
When he gets on the helicopter and he's swinging around, you swing me right round, baby, right round.
Hold on. Let me defend myself here. The movie, I don't think, is that good, but it's one of those movies that's enjoyable to watch. I think it's a fun movie to watch. I don't think it's a particularly good movie. I think that was not the intent. I think the intent was for it to be like... A popcorn movie.
Yeah.
So
it's a Con Air kind of don't just turn your brain off and watch it.
It's not as classic I like as Con when Air, but yeah.
To me,
I don't think so.
I love it. I'm telling you. I really like it a lot. I like when they're in the back and he's gonna shoot the guy and he's trying to put the silencer on and he goes, "What is this guy?" That guy's like, "What is this guy?" He's like, "Do me a favor." He's like, "I'll just shoot myself," because the guy's going to shoot him, and he keeps dropping the silencer, and he goes, "Counterclockwise," and he's like, "I love that. That's great, man." Anyways, sorry about that.
Simon and Simon.
Simon and Simon.
Yeah.
80s. Mm. Good times. MASH was crazy because the theme song was just instrumental, but then if you
heard it, super sad.
But if you heard the theme song, you'd be like, what? You know?
What's the thing with MASH? Is MASH, it confused me so much as a kid because I used to watch the reruns.
Right.
And I was like, is this show funny or sad? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's both. How is it both at the same time?
Yeah.
Because it is.
It is. Yeah.
It is. It's a good show. It's a great show.
Yeah.
But as a kid, it just confused me. Like, I was always thinking that everything that ever came out is like one set genre.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, stuff like MASH, when I would watch it, I'd just be like, what?
Am
I supposed to cry or laugh? I don't know.
There were some scenes. It was like, the first time, I think, ever on TV where somebody called somebody son of a bitch was on MASH.
Yeah. Because
there was that one Japanese soldier that was trying to, or
Vietnamese.
Korean.
Vietnamese, they were in Vietnam. Sorry. Weren't they in Vietnam?
They were in Korea. That was a Korean war. Oh, my God.
Did I do a racist?
No, you were right. You thought they were in Vietnam. Well, you did an Asian thing. Did I do it right there?
I don't know if I did right there. Did we accidentally do a racist?
But they were trying to take her.
We didn't mean to. I swear. I don't remember when it takes place. Korean War or I thought it was Vietnam.
I guess
I never did my research after that, but okay.
No, but they're trying to take the girl out.
Yeah.
And she wasn't the hot because they were going to torture her to get some information. And they, you know, of course. That's the cool thing about MASH was they didn't care about the war. They were just trying to – they didn't care who it was.
They were doctors.
They weren't soldiers. So he ends up – they try to sneak her out, and they end up catching Hawkeye and then trying to steal her, sneak her away.
Yeah.
And then they just – they say, well, if she's good enough to move, then she's good enough for us to take her. So they start taking her away, and then that's when Hawkeye goes – he calls that guy. He's like, you know, he's like, you son of a bitch to the
Alan
guy.
Alan Alda.
Yeah, Alan Alda.
At his finest.
at his finest. Dude, I was like, I remember when I was a kid, I was like, whoa.
On the TV?
Yeah. I was like, Alan Alda just getting raw. That's good stuff, though.
That sounds like a DVD that he was
getting raw.
I teamed up with Time Life to sell Alan Alda raw. It's just Alda me cursing raw in front of a camera. Yeah. Like on the YouTube, but on DVD.
Yeah. It's all the, I'm going to replay all my favorite scenes from MASH, only I'm going to curse in them.
I take my kids and my grandkids, and I just reenact scenes from MASH.
What accent are you doing right now?
I don't know. I'm trying.
What is that?
That is my worst. I don't know.
That's the best.
I can't do Alan Alda. I can't Alan Alda.
Yeah, because you were like doing like, Alan Alda doesn't really have an accent.
I was trying to do my Alan Alda. I can't do it. I can't do Alan Alda. I can do a lot of things. Can't do Alan Alda.
I'm going to have to watch Alan Alda again. I'm not sure what you were doing right there at all.
I thought he was in the room.
I had to stop you. I'm like, I don't know where he's going with this, but I can't. I'm like, okay, picture Alan Alda talking. I can't do it. What is this voice? I was like, I don't know what. I thought you were like Slim Pickens or something like that.
I really tried.
I tried hard.
Guys, I know it doesn't seem that way, but I tried so hard.
I'm like, be polite. Just let him go. Let him go. Stop it. Stop him.
What are you doing right
Stop
now?
Stop it.
You are insulting Sir Alan Alda.
You sounded like more like
not knighted, but
you sound like AJ Styles right there, actually, when you're doing that little accent. It was more AJ. For the wrestling fans out there.
Just thought I'd throw that out there. You right here. I'm hitting my chest right with the heart. You right
bless
here.
You. God bless you, AJ.
Right. Anyway, yeah, we're going to sit down and write Simon
Figure it
and
out.
Simon.
Bunch of, yeah, Simon and Simon the movie.
Simon and Simon the movie. Yeah. Man. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be amazing, dude. I'm going to play
and,
you.
Yeah, and everyone will love it except for your sister. We're already pretty much.
No, she won't like that.
She won't like it?
She'll think it's an abomination.
She'll say, Paul, you're my brother and I love you.
Mm-hmm.
That show is terrible.
Yes. She was a big Simon and Simon. We were both Simon and Simon fans.
That show is an affront to everything that we loved as children. And I ask you to stop.
Let me see if I can find the theme. All right, never mind.
Anyway, that'll
Sorry, people. Sorry, folks.
That'll be it for this week, I suppose. Hopefully, Adam will be back next week. Remember that you can follow us on Facebook at The Geek Lounge and on Twitter at Geek_Lounge, where I try my best to post things. It doesn't always go so well because I'm usually busy sleeping, eating, and... Oh, you got it? All right, well, we'll leave with the... I hope we don't get sued.
Oh. I just had a phone call.
Like we'll get a cease and desist from Simon, the producer of Simon and Simon.
We are broke now.
And you can buy our beautiful merchandise over at tpublic.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's December. I assume they're just going to have a bunch of sales. Pick up some shirts. We have show shirts. We have unrelated shirts that don't relate to the show. Like those shirts can go, we're a Geek Lounge shirt, no relation.
Right.
Because they're not. Whatever. I lost the analogy somewhere.
Where what represents you?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the time. Bye.
Putting up a thumbs up, you can't see it. That's why I'm bad at podcasting. You can find Paul at Bad Movie Lover.
Bad Movie Lover.
On Twitter.
On Twitter.
That is the end of that.
That's all.
Yeah, I don't have a Twitter, but I will soon.
What the heck, man?
I keep saying, again,
it's cool. You know what? Never get a Twitter, but always say you're getting one.
Yeah, okay. That's anyway, awesome. Enjoy your weekend, enjoy your holiday, enjoy TLC.
Oh, enjoy it.
And we will see you guys next week.
Created by Louise LaTorre and Munch, The Geek Lounge is produced and hosted by Louise LaTorre and Adam Smasher and was recorded at Giga Hub Studios. You can find this show and many other shows at GigaHub.com and on Facebook under The Geek Lounge or on Twitter at Geek_Lounge. The show's theme is Shock Lunatique by the band Turquoise. You can find them at TurquoiseBand.com. TurquoiseBand.com for music, merchandise, tour dates, and much more.